Hello, everyone. Welcome back to 4PM Football Podcast, number one football podcast in the world. Ernie and I are back with another episode following the Super Bowl. And I'd like to hand it over to Ernie so he can talk about the topics for the Super Bowl. But before I hand it over to him, I'd like to say Mahomes has to be the greatest player of all time. Anyways, Ernie.
I almost don't even want to. I don't even want to. I don't even want to say it. But yeah. So we're gonna talk about the Super Bowl and the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the 49ers in Super Bowl 58. Final score, 25-22. But yeah, how about you start? You just tell me. You just tell me how you feel about the game and what happened.
I mean, I predicted it being a 3-point game. I said 2017. I mean, it doesn't get closer than that, right? So I mean, to break it down, I feel like the Niners had it in the bag for the majority of the game. Like I'm saying, like up until like some point in the third quarter, until I would say like that fumble that where it t the punt or that muff punt, whatever you want to call it. When I was like, oh wow, that Mahomes thing is happening, like this is where it turns around, right? Because all it took was for, at that point, it took them one play to score a touchdown. I was like, wow, they're really back in this game, right? But before we get to that point, like what was happening before that point?
They were winning. Can you imagine that they threw that touchdown and they were winning? That was just like at that point in the game, I don't think anyone would ever have imagined that the Chiefs were winning after that, at that point. Like, but yeah, my bad. Continue.
Okay, but so I was saying before, like up until that point, right? It just seemed like the Niners were in control. I mean, the Niners came out even in that first possession, even though it didn't end in the Niners' favor, right? Ended in a Christian McCaffrey fumble. They were driving downfield, right? It looked like they were gonna do that thing where they come into the game, score on the first possession, right? And then it turns out the Chiefs get the possession of the ball. And then it looks like the Chiefs, like the thing that hasn't been working for the Chiefs is all of a sudden working, right? They get a deep ball, 50-yard play to Mecole Hardman, right? And then for the Chiefs, it doesn't end well either, right? It ends in a Isaiah Pacheco fumble. And then after that, it kind of seemed like a defensive game for a little bit. And then until that trick play that, I mean, I don't even know how it worked, but it worked. And Christian McCaffrey scored 7 on it. And then it was just the Chiefs just couldn't get anything working for the majority of that first half. I know it had to do a lot with Travis Kelce only having one catch. Just we knew it before going into the game, right? That Travis Kelce was going to be one of the main focuses for the Niners defense. And I mean, that might also be why in the second half the Chiefs were able to bring it together, right? In the second half, I think he had 9 catches and he finished with 93 yards on the game. He had some really huge catches too, actually. I think on especially that one where they ended up tying it right before going to overtime. I almost thought he was about to score when he got down that sideline. I'm like, wow, he might actually score on this play, right?
Yeah, that's a good
But
tackle.
yeah. But regardless of that, I like so the game just felt like the first half it was just all Niners, right? And then they came out. Mahomes came out.
I would even say first three quarters.
Yeah, because what was scary for well, this the thing that was scariest for me was like, okay, this is second half. Mahomes is gonna. This is where Mahomes does his magic, right? He comes out and has like a pig that I just don't even know what he was trying to do on that play. I didn't know if he was trying to target Kelce, the guy behind Kelce, but it ended in a pick, and I was like, wow, this could get really ugly in the second half. But like I would say, Mahomes second half performances, especially in the Super Bowls that he's won. Just like something needs to be studied because he just like flips on a switch, he's able to control the game in a different way. And again, I mean, for me, he rightfully deserved the Super Bowl MVP for his fourth quarter performance and overtime performance. They definitely don't win without, especially his clutch runs and that fourth down that would have probably ended the game if he didn't like. When have you ever seen the Chiefs run a design QB run?
Yeah, that's why I mean, I feel like it was a better play call than anything else. I mean, shit, I could have made that same run if I got that play called, I think. Nick Bosa crashed all the way inside and I could have ran that through. But
But again, I mean, more than Mahomes, I shout out to that Chiefs defense. They had them in that game for like the longest time possible, clutch stop after stop. I mean, that did not look like a 10-3 game to me going into halftime at all.
yeah, that's where, I mean, to me, that's where they lost the game when you went to halftime. And if you had just been watching the game and you didn't know, you know, if you just been watching the game, you didn't know what the score was, you'd probably felt more like a 14-3 or a 17-3 type of game, not a 10-3 game. I mean, it was 10-3 with the Chiefs getting the ball to start the second half. I mean, that's where they lost the game. I mean, I feel like it's very similar to what happened with in the Tampa Super Bowl. Tampa got up so big in the first half and early on that there was really nothing that Mahomes could do. They got up so big that even if Mahomes wanted to take advantage of a tired defense in the third and fourth quarters, he literally couldn't do anything about it. You know, like he Mahomes is great with making magic and making these crazy plays at the end of the game, but if you put the game so far out of reach early on, I don't care. Even he can't do anything about it. And that's where I think the Niners lost the game. They had opportunity after opportunity. They had plenty of opportunities early on. And what sucks is everything that I talked about before and I wanted to see out of the Niners, for them to win the game actually happened. I wanted to see the Niners defense playing with their hair on fire. I mean, I saw Dre Greenlaw on the field first drive of the game. He looked like he would kill someone on the field. I saw Chase Young going harder than ever, like I had honestly kind of thought he would, and he got a sack first couple of drives of the game. I mean, he was making Mahomes' life tough too. He was beating those tackles. Bosa was beating up Bosa. I thought Bosa had an amazing game. I mean, he had a, I think he had like 11 or something pressures in the game. Like, but one of the best games I've seen from Bosa ever, honestly. And so, I mean, their defense was playing. They were holding Kelce down. Their defense was playing everything I wanted to see. I mean, that was the best. I think that was probably the best defensive game the Niners played this whole year, in my opinion. I mean, they had games where they gave up less points, but I mean, all in all, you're playing against the best quarterback of all time and you're consistently forcing him into a coverage sack or just a sack or getting some sort of three and out. I mean, that's what makes it worse. They gave him everything on defense. I mean, it sucked that Dre Greenlaw got hurt. I think it definitely probably I think they would have probably done a better job on Kelce if he wasn't hurt. I mean, Dre Greenlaw was tasked with guarding Kelce, you know, in the first half sometimes. And I think with Burks, who I will say honestly, I think played a solid game. Like, I don't think he got torched in any, like, he honestly did solid. He's better than I expected he would have done. I think the numbers are a little bit misleading with him, but he's not Dre Greenlaw. He's not the energy. I mean, Hope, did you not see Dre Greenlaw on like that first or second
Yeah,
drive?
no.
He looked like he was gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, no, he was on, he was like all over the field too.
He was all over the field. He literally looked like he could not control the amount of energy that was being exuded from his body.
I remember him having, I think he was like one of the tackles where like he was just fired, like through the tackle he was fired up, and after the tackle he was fired up, and he had like some of the other guys like Fred Warner fired up too with the tackle.
I mean, that was just like, I love seeing Dre Greenlaw do that type of stuff. Like, it is honestly just so fun to watch him play. So man, it sucks that he got hurt. I feel so bad. I mean, I can't imagine for him. He gets hurt and he probably thinks he could have made a difference in this game, which he definitely could have. And I mean, that must suck in the biggest game of your life. You don't even get to, like, I feel so bad for
I
him,
mean,
but.
he was in the on the field or anything. It's just he was jogging onto the field, makes it even worse and annoying.
And it's interesting because he was dealing with he's been dealing with he was he had been dealing with Achilles problems leading up into the game for weeks, and I was like, damn, it finally just popped. But I think from what I heard, it's the other Achilles,
Oh wow.
which is interesting. I'm not sure. I need to confirm that.
Yeah, I've been wondering if it could have been stress, because I was like, just like that happening, like randomly while he's jogging onto the field, just doesn't sit well with me. Like it has to have been like something that's been he's been dealing with for like a while, or like the couple plays before that.
And I feel like that's kind of how things work with Achilles. Like I remember when Sherm tore his Achilles back in like 17 or something. He was saying he was playing on it and he knew it was a matter of time before it popped, but he was gonna keep playing on it, and one day it just popped, and he was like, yeah, I knew it was gonna happen. I had to keep playing on it though. And even and Bosa was talking about Greenlaw for the game, and he was saying honestly, 95% of the players that in the league probably would not be playing on the injury that Dre Greenlaw had. And so, I mean, that's just the type of player he is, and I feel so bad for him, honestly. Like, I mean, but back to the game. I mean, they had opportunity first drive of the game, right? When Spags and the Chiefs defense was playing predominantly more of like a zone coverage in the first half, like Spags said himself, Brock Purdy was tearing apart their zone. I mean, he led them down on a couple throws the first drive. Second drive, they were picking up steam, and then I think Trent Williams back-to-back penalties killed the drive. What was their first touchdown? Do you remember?
The Niners.
Yeah.
It was a Juwan Jennings magic play.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
I thought that was later.
No, that was really the first one. Yeah. It was the one that should have been called back for a legal man downfield.
I don't think it was a legal man downfield.
Yeah, everybody was talking about it. I think it was.
I know they said that, but I honestly didn't. Like, I watched it back. I didn't really think it was a legal man downfield. I know, like, I mean, I could watch it again, but I actually remember they said it on the broadcast somewhere. But I watched it back because I remember I saw that, and I was like, I don't think there's a legal man downfield,
I mean, I
but.
if it like looked like was he if he was more than 2 yards, I think it's 2 yards if he's more than 2 yards downfield.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like somewhere close there to where I was like, it'd be kind of tic-tac if they called it on it, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, I think the story in the game is they had so many opportunities that they could capitalize. I mean, they had every opportunity to capitalize. As long as the Chiefs were playing zone coverage, Brock Purdy was tearing it apart, right? And they left 3 or 7 on the board the first drive. They left 3 or 7 on the board the second drive. And that's the difference between going into the half up 10-3 versus going to the half up 20-3. And they muffed. I mean, the Chiefs had scored 6 points. They would have scored 6 points through three quarters if it weren't for Ray-Ray fucking Mc and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said. If it weren't for Ray-Ray McCloud.
Actually, no, it wasn't Ray. It touched the
I
other
understand.
guy. Yeah.
Oh, let me like elaborate. Like, I honestly don't know exactly. I haven't really thought about exact. I just kind of considered it like it's just a part of playing the game. I don't know exactly what they should have done. I mean, I know there's like he's supposed to call it out and say get out of the way.
Like fire, fire.
And so, like, maybe it was too loud. Maybe whatever the case was, he didn't hear it, but. I'm upset at Ray Ray. Or not upset because I mean it is. I don't think he tried to do anything wrong, so I won't say I'm upset at him. But I'm like, I'm kind of disappointed that why did he not just dive on the ball? Why did he try to pick it? Like you're playing in the Super Bowl, and you want to pick up the ball while everyone is like the Super Bowl, like you're one quarter away from winning, and you want to pick it up instead of diving on it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You want to pick? I don't know if you know this, but they asked him in the locker room, why didn't you just dive on it? You want to take a guess what he said?
He thought he could have scored on it.
He said, I'm a playmaker.
Okay.
He said, "I'm a playmaker." That just made it worse because I was like, if he at least, like, I don't know, I would have at least, like, it would have made me feel better if he said, you know what, I messed up.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me feel better, but it would make me feel better if he said, you know what, I messed up. Instead, he doubled down and said, "I'm a playmaker." So, yeah. And so the Chiefs would have had 6 points through three quarters. But instead, first play, I
13.
mean, first play touchdown. You know, I don't, yeah, I mean,
And now the Chiefs are up all of a sudden, right?
and I looked
Maybe.
at the game and I was like, there's no way the Chiefs are winning this game right now. So not only the Niners easily left at least 10 points on the board, they damn near gave a free 7 points to the Chiefs. They missed an extra point. I mean, we're talking about 18 points of stupidity in the Super Bowl. Like, I thought it was a great game overall. I thought it was a great and entertaining game as a football. Like, I thought it was an amazing game, honestly. But I thought it was quite sloppy overall. Like, I felt like it was a pretty sloppy game by both teams overall. But that's what it is. That's the story of the game right there. I feel like the 49ers shot themselves in the foot. I mean, their defense did every single thing right in this game without Dre Greenlaw for a bunch of the game. Their defense did everything. They did everything right, and their offense and special teams just shot themselves in the foot. And yeah, even then, I mean that's what it was in Tampa. Like, Tampa got up by 20 something points and Mahomes couldn't do anything, right? If the Niners are winning this game 23-6, like I said, 10 points left on the board in the first quarter, that could be 20-6. Instead of Ray Ray catches that punt, maybe they score three more points, 23-6, and you're looking at a three score game at that point. In the fourth quarter, I don't care who it is. Like, you're probably not coming back from that. I don't care who you are. And so, to me, that's what the Niners just did wrong in this game. They just, and it sucked. It was from the biggest players on the team: Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey. You know, Debo Samuel could not get could, got strapped, clamped, everything. I don't know why they kept going to him. Clamped.
I think he finished 3 for 11 too. Like,
Yeah, clamped. Special teams, easy mistake. I mean, shout out Jake Moody. At least he made those big kicks. He missed the one. Like, shit, I'll take it. You know,
actually,
if you're gonna miss something, at least optimize which one you miss, and I'll take it. Like,
I mean, if you're saying shout out Jake Moody, shout out Harrison Butker. He had them in the game for the longest time possible. He had the field goal after field goal for them.
no, I know, but I mean, Jake Moody. Rookie, all that criticism, and at the time, the longest field goal in Super Bowl history. So, but yeah, and even with all that, fourth quarter, about 2 minutes left or so. If the nine, it was third and four. If the Niners could get this first down,
The game's over.
It would be practically game over. I think Mahomes would have got the ball back with 10 to 15 seconds. I know he's done that before, but he would have had no timeouts, so I don't think he was going to do that this time. He had two timeouts last time. So he had 10 to 15 seconds, no timeouts. He probably wasn't going to do anything about it. And biggest play of the game, what does Spags do? Spags goes cover zero, Trent McDuffie. Free runner in Brock's face, and he bats the ball down.
I just
Brock.
can't just imagine that, like, Spags called like that play in that situation with the
And
Super
that's
Bowl on
what,
them.
and you know who else can I imagine that? Kyle Shanahan, because he clearly had no idea that that was coming. And it's tough because, you know, I think Kittle was in the backfield on that play. So you had enough guys to to block up the play. You had a guy that was available to block McDuffie, which is why, like, one, why, like, biggest play of the game right here. Like, everybody knows that if you get this, you win the game. If you get 4 yards on this play, you win the game. And we're gonna have, like, I don't know, like, it's cool that Kyle is so creative and all, but let's, biggest play of the game, season of the line, like, why don't we have the running back playing a running back? Why don't we have the running back blocking from the running back position instead of the tight end blocking from the running back position? Because later in the game, Christian McCaffrey did do the same block. McCaffrey, on this play, Kittle was to the right of Purdy, and McDuffie was coming from Purdy's left, and Kittle never really got to him. While as maybe McCaffrey would have been able to understand who can come from what depth and, scan all the defenders and make sure that he can pick up a free rusher. And it's just little things like that where, biggest play of the game, why don't we have our running back playing running back so he can, block from the running back position as he's used to, instead of the tight end blocking from the running back position, which is something he's probably not used to. And I mean,
It also kind of gives away like what play you're most likely gonna run, right? With Kittle
what do
on,
you mean?
but like Kittle on the backfield, it's like I'm assuming you're gonna run a pass play for sure. Whereas
Oh yeah.
if you have
Yeah.
McCaffrey in the backfield, like anything's open in my book.
Yeah,
And
definitely, definitely.
it's not like McCaffrey wasn't having like those nice like 5, 6 yard runs in the game anyway.
I
So.
forgot to even talk about that. Like, I'll get into that later, but yeah, I was thinking honestly, just run it twice. But anyway. And then Ayuk wide open on that play. But yeah, Ayuk was wide open on that play. All he had to do was just catch and throw right away. But he took Purdy hesitated a little longer, and he wanted to throw to Jennings. I don't even know why he wanted to throw to Jennings. I mean, you're supposed to read it inside to out anyway. You got two slants there. You're supposed to throw to the inside slant over the outside slant. I don't. And he was wide open. And he was where the pressure was coming from. If he's where the pressure is coming from, you know that there's someone probably vacated there. And there was. I don't know why he didn't throw it to him. And he took too much time. I mean, hopefully Purdy learns from it. I do have confidence that he'll learn from it, but it was like,
No, no.
I
For
mean,
me,
that's.
it might have. Sorry,
Yeah.
Claudio. For me, it might
Yeah.
have been that I think Juwan had been like one of the most more consistent guys in the game. But I mean, obviously, you can't be doing that in that situation, right? You
Yeah.
gotta trust your number one guy, no
Yeah,
matter
and
what.
that's kind of what Purdy said. He said Juwan had been doing really well, but at the same time, like, that's where the pressure is coming from. Like, throw it into, like, there's probably someone missing there, or whoever is supposed to be guarding Ayuk is probably at a disadvantage because he's probably coming from a safety position, or he's probably a linebacker or something. Like, and it's still a Brandon Ayuk. Like, it's not like Ayuk had a bad game. I mean, he didn't get targeted as much as he probably should have. Like, if anything, he didn't get opportunities in the game that he probably should have. And Purdy even said, like, he went up to Ayuk and he said, like, yo, like, I should have thrown it to you. That's my bad, bro. Like, but yeah, I mean, it's good on Spags. Like, he knew that if he kept playing, he kept playing that zone, he kept just playing simple man, and he didn't apply pressure, like, he was going to get beat, and he needed to take some chances there. And he said, if we're gonna lose, we're gonna make you have to earn it. We're gonna make Purdy into a really tough, put him in a really tough position. And if he can come out of it alive, then good for him, he wins. But we're gonna make him make a really, really tough read and a really quick read and really test him. Same thing in overtime. This time, I mean, it was a little bit worse. The Niners busted a protection. Spencer Burford probably should have been blocking Chris Jones, and so they left Chris Jones. You remember this play? They left Chris Jones
And then
unblocked.
where he might have scored a
Yeah,
touchdown pass.
they left Chris Jones unblocked, and Juwan Jennings won on the, like, it was like a little return route on the right side, and he ended up winning. And On the left side, Ayuk had L'Jarius Sneed on the ground, and Ayuk was wide open in the end zone. L'Jarius Sneed was on the ground, and Ayuk was the only person in the end zone. And we had two open touchdowns there, and Purdy just didn't. This one is not on Purdy, though. This one he just did not have. He literally had no time. Chris Jones was literally unblocked. And I mean, both of these plays, like, and it was another blitz. They had a guy coming from the second level blitzing. And both of these plays, like, in the biggest moments, Spags just sent pressure, and the Niners didn't capitalize. I think the main reason the Niners didn't win this game is because they did not capitalize on easy opportunities early in the game. But I think they still had an opportunity to win. And I think even then, they got outplayed on the biggest downs of the game. They got outplayed. They went, I think, 3 for 12 on third down. The Chiefs went like 9 for 19. The biggest plays of the game, like outside of that one fourth down, which I loved at the time. I don't want to, like, I hate how whenever a team loses, it's you only talk about the bad stuff. You don't give any credit for the good stuff. I mean, I want to give credit to Shanahan for going for it and getting that fourth down and the 49ers offense. Like, that was an amazing job at a key time in the game. So, I thought that was a great job. I hate how no one, like, talks about that, like, and everyone would have talked about it if they did win, but that was just a little side note.
I don't understand all the Niners didn't understand the overtime rules. I mean,
I think that's so BS. I don't
yeah,
like.
I mean they scored a field goal, so Mahomes would have had the ball anyways, right? Even if they scored a touchdown, Mahomes would have still gotten the ball. So, I mean, I
Oh, what? No, I think so. They're saying that, like, they didn't know that the other team gets the ball too.
mean, they scored a field goal, so the other team gets the ball no matter what, right?
Yeah, but they're saying that, like, I guess if they had gone second, then they would have had. Basically, if you go second, you kind of know what you need. So, like, let's say they scored a touchdown
Oh, so they should
or a
have gotten
field
the ball
goal.
first. They should let the Chiefs get the ball.
Yeah, like, you can go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, for them, like, if they score, they're putting it kind of puts the pressure on the Chiefs. I mean,
Exactly. It's just that you get a fourth down, basically, right? Instead, the Niners only had three downs, and then they kicked the field goal on fourth down. But that's why the Chiefs went for it on fourth down in that one play. But and the Chiefs said that if the Niners scored a touchdown, then so the Niners said they wanted the ball first because they wanted the ball third. Because let's say both teams score, then it becomes sudden death. So if you have the ball third, then you can literally win the game right there. But the Chiefs said that they would have just gone for two if they both score a touchdown.
Wow.
But I was thinking, like, what if the Niners went for two first and then the Chiefs go for two second? And then it's sudden death. So, I mean, there's that, but yeah, I mean, biggest two, those are the two plays that just keep sticking out in my head, and I'm just like, I mean, they easily could have made both of those plays if, like, it was just such so much, very much so in their hands. I mean, that first third down in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, like, I mean, Ayuk is, like, there's no one within 5 yards of Ayuk. All he has to do is snap the ball, read the play the way you're supposed to be reading it, and just throw it. Like, I mean, and as for Shanahan, like, like, this is not some no-name D coordinator you're playing for the first time. You know what Spags' MO is. You know the biggest plays of the game he completely has it in him to blitz everybody. You know that is something that he is very well capable of doing, and he just did not have the answers for an all-out blitz the way Andy Reid did, the way when the Niners sent everybody late in the game. Mahomes had a little check down-ish type pass to McKinnon, got it out of his hands right away, and boom, positive play. I really didn't like the I didn't like the pass protection. I didn't like the hot answers. I just didn't like that by the Niners in this game at all. And I thought that I just didn't think it was, I didn't think it was up to par. And going back to what you said now about McCaffrey, I mean, you don't ever know the way the trenches are going to play out between two teams until they play each other. And in this game, it was clear from the get-go, the Niners were dominating on both sides. Their offensive line was dominating the run game. Their defensive line was dominating on defense. And that's what makes it worse, because they could have just kept running it and running it and running it. And I just don't know why they didn't. I mean, coming out of the half, I won't give Shanahan as much flack for it as some people, because like I think people don't realize that they say he had six straight pass plays, but I don't think people realize that, you know, once you have a loss on first down, like you probably can't run it as much as you want on second down. And so I mean, but yeah, I just think they should have just run it on first down. Like, you're dominating your O line, which usually doesn't really do this, was dominating their D line. Like, they were weak over there. I mean, Mike Pennell had a great game, the guy from the practice squad. I mean, he had the game of his life. He had probably at least a couple TFLs on McCaffrey and like ended some of their drives. Like, I mean, he a huge guy in the middle, and he did a great job for the Chiefs. But for the most part, your O-line was dominating, and McCaffrey was getting. I mean, even Elijah Mitchell had some nice runs in the game, and so I don't know, man. I mean, it just looking back on it, I just feel like, I feel like there was probably like a 75% chance the Niners won that game on that given day. And I think the 25% chance hit for the Chiefs. I think the Niners should have won that game.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean that has had me stressed for a while, but again, the difference between the Niners and the Chiefs is the Chiefs have some guy that wears 15 and can get it done, as he could, as he showed on that last drive, right?
Yes,
Brock Purdy,
six points in three quarters.
I mean, he scored 15 and, or what, 19 and 1.5, right?
Yeah, because the Niners gifted him.
I mean, I could care less. Mahomes could probably care less about that too.
I know he probably doesn't care, and I wouldn't care if I were him either, but I'm just saying, I just think it was, it shouldn't have even come down to that.
And
Like,
in my books, like, Mahomes probably had the worst first half of his of I mean, of his career. I mean, I don't know. It's just
and the crazy thing is, it wasn't like he was making, like, his throws weren't inaccurate. He wasn't throwing picks. Like, he just didn't have anywhere to throw the ball, and he didn't have time. Like, it was, to me, it was just the Niners defense was playing out of their mind. Like, I think that was the best game they played all year. And people talking about Steve Wilkes getting fired. Like, I mean, he did not get fired because of the Super Bowl. Like, they did a fine job outside of the fact that they just played damn near prevent at the end of the fourth quarter and in overtime. Like,
Steve Wilkes got fired?
oh yeah, you didn't know?
No, yeah. Yes, he got fired. Wow, that's
He
crazy.
got fired like 2 days after the Super Bowl.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping, but damn.
But it was
Yeah.
right. People were kind of blaming Shanahan or telling him like, oh, you're blaming Steve Wilkes. No, like, it was the right thing to do. Like I like Steve Wilkes. I think he's a great I think he's a pretty good defensive coordinator. I just don't think it I don't think they I don't think it ever meshed with the team. I think there was just always a sense of like, the chemistry just wasn't there
Yeah, no, I felt that too. I
for
mean,
this team.
some part of me wanted to say it's his first year, but I feel like at times it just, the defense wasn't
Was
as,
underperforming.
yeah, it was under, yeah, the best way to put it, underperforming.
Yeah. I mean, for all the talent that they had, they were underperforming. It was as simple as that. Like, they should have been doing better. I mean, you could see it. Like, the Niners defense was not as good as the defenses in years past, but if you just compare their position groups, I mean, they should have been better, and they showed it finally in the Super Bowl. I mean that was it sucks, because their defense, like, that's what you need when you're playing Patrick Mahomes. You need your defense to give you the game of their life. And they did, right? Until they couldn't anymore. Because, you're going to get tired. That's a defense, fourth quarter, you're going to get tired. That's why you need to build up your lead when you're playing against him. And you handle the rest later, which they had a great opportunity to do. Their defense gave them every opportunity in the world, and they couldn't capitalize in the end.
I mean, what do you tell to like the Niners and like the rest of the league that's like trying to come after Mahomes and like the Chiefs, like on a down year, they're able to come into this. I mean, nobody had them beating the Dolphins, first of all. I know me and you had them, but
Really?
yeah, I mean,
I don't think so. People knew they were gonna beat the Dolphins.
no, there's no way. People were like,
Really? There's no way.
yeah, there was.
That I thought that was honestly like obvious.
I
Like
mean,
I would have put it at like 95-5 that they beat the Dolphins.
wow.
Do people actually think that they wouldn't beat the Dolphins?
Yeah, because I mean, look at all the speed the Dolphins had. That's what people were buying on the whole year. They're like, Dolphins have so much speed. The Chiefs haven't put it together yet. I mean, even you were saying that, like the Chiefs just weren't able to put like a good
Yeah.
game in December, right?
Yeah. My biggest thing with them was that they were just always like, they would always just have a couple plays that they would just do something stupid with. Like without fail, they would just be sloppy here and there and it would just cost them.
Yeah, I mean, look, they went on the road and beat the Bills. They beat, I know you had, me and you had them beating the Ravens, but a lot of America had the Ravens winning that game, right? Because of that defense. And then they
Yeah.
go on and win that game. And then now they beat what
Oh my God.
I would say is probably a lot of people's maybe best team in the league, right? The Niners, right? They
They
go
should have
on,
won.
they beat that team on a down year, right? Mahomes' best weapon is a rookie wide receiver with Travis Kelce. Isaiah Pacheco doesn't even have that good of a game.
I mean, Rashee Rice didn't do too much either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rasee Rice didn't do much either. Just like, oh, it's like
They
scary for the
got
rest of the league.
two field goals. They got a garbage touchdown from Ray Ray McCloud. And a field goal in prevent defense at the end of the game, and that's all they did on offense. And then like,
I mean, if that's what it takes to win a Super Bowl, that's what it takes to win a Super Bowl, right?
no, I know, I know, I agree. Like I'm not saying this in a, like in a way to take away from the Chiefs because look, at the end of the day, no one cares how you did it. You won the Super Bowl,
Yeah.
but like, it that's what hurts that you. Like, it shows how good of a chance you had to win that game. Just how good of a chance you had, and you just let it slip through your hands. Because I truly believe that, I mean, 7 or 8 out of 10 times, if that game was played, the Niners will win. And I don't want to make too big of a deal about Drake Greenlaw being hurt because look, they had people hurt. They had Charles Domenico who hurt. They had,
They literally
what's
did
his name,
left
Derek
tackle
Nnadi.
Joe Tooney.
Left guard, yeah,
Yeah.
left guard, Derek Nnadi. They had a couple guys hurt, so the Niners were probably the healthier team in this game, but I just like they had it. I think like everything that I wanted to see happen almost. I mean, okay, so another aspect, I think I really like Brock Purdy, but I think he needs to take a step forward in his game where I mean, he played well enough for them to win this game. I don't, he had no picks. Spags, even after the games, he was on an interview and he said, like, I went out and I tried to find his number and text him. And he said, I just wanted to text him, like, I really respect you, how you played and whatnot. And Spags said that Brock Purdy caused them to get out of a lot of their zone coverage and just put everything on their corners and play a bunch of man in the second half. And they had Ayuk, but Debo was not exactly beating man. And then he tore he pulled his hamstring, and Jennings and Ayuk did what they could, but there was definitely some plays where Ayuk was he had Ayuk, deep down the field that could have been big plays. At least a couple I can recall off the top of my head where it's kind of been something that I've seen with Purdy a lot throughout this whole entire year, where he throws the deep ball more than Jimmy, but at the same time, like, there is still some more to be had where he leaves a couple opportunities on the table where if that was Mahomes, I mean Mahomes took every opportunity he could. You saw on that deep ball he threw to MVS. I mean, realistically, that could have very well been picked. I mean, Tayshaun Gibson just did not know where the ball was, and he got lost. And you saw Kelce was wide open on that play. Purdy probably would have thrown it to Kelce wide open. Mahomes got any sort of light to throw a deep ball, he took it. But there were times where Purdy had a guy not just like with a crease of light that he could see, but he had a guy where he had a pretty good chance to get a touchdown on a deep ball. And that's what's going to ease some of the stress of having to play, like amazing around him. Or not that they have to play amazing around him, but it'll allow for more mistakes to be made around him if he can get some of those explosive plays going. I mean, imagine you get some more of those explosive plays going. That's only going to open things up in the run game for the team, because they're not exactly respecting his deep ball as much right now. And he doesn't have the arm strength for it, which is why I'm happy they asked him what he's going to work on, and he immediately responded with two things. He said mobility and arm strength, and I'm happy because mobility is a huge part of the game nowadays, and he's already showed a decent knack for being able to scramble, and I think him being mobile is only gonna be helpful when some things aren't open in the passing game. He can still get yards. I'd like to see him do that a little more because I think he has the capability of doing it, and with arm strength, I want to see him throw balls deeper, and that'll only open things up. I mean, I can't imagine this offense having a guy that can stretch the field out. I mean, that would do wonders for this team. So I'm excited to see where he goes. I have full faith in him. I think he's a great player, but I want to see some improvement from him.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's gonna hurt a little bit, but I feel like Purdy had a pretty solid game myself. I
Yeah,
think
definitely. I agree. I
in
agree.
that first half, I was like, damn, this guy, in like, is outplaying Mahomes right now.
And he was unfazed. First, Mr. Irrelevant, first time in the Super Bowl, he was unfazed. Like, you don't know how a player's gonna react till they get there. He
Yeah,
was unfazed.
it felt like he had been in this situation before to me.
Exactly.
And I mean, like I said, I felt like he was sort of outplaying Mahomes in that first half. Still think I don't think he had that bad of a second half by any means. And
Yeah,
then,
no, it wasn't bad. He had a good game, like a solid game.
in overtime, I mean, he was able to lead that team into a field goal. It just sucks that Mahomes ended up scoring a touchdown and ending their season for them.
Yeah, and he and if there is no if there is no free rusher that's unblocked by the right guard, they probably would have scored a touchdown. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm honestly like I'm very excited about Purdy. I think he's going to be a very, very good player. I mean, I'm very happy to hear that's what he said. Arm strength and mobility. I mean, I think too, he and his first year starting, right? I think as he keeps playing this game, he's going to be able to, recognize a cover zero and recognize who's going to blitz and be able to have answers for that when it's kind of more of an exotic look and you don't know where exactly they're coming from. And he's going to be able to be more of a surgical Tom Brady like passer, which is something that Mahomes has probably not fully developed until maybe just a couple of years ago. It takes years for even the best to be able to get there. So I'm excited he's going to get better at that aspect of the game, just being able to micromanage every little detail and pick apart defenses. That'll come naturally. I have no doubt he's already very good at that. And so I think he's going to be a very good player. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. No, I mean, comparing him to like the NFC quarterbacks, I think I think he's,
Right, top three.
yeah, he's definitely one of the top ones over there, because I feel like there's a lack of QB talent in the NFC. Versus when I compare him to some of the guys in the AFC, it's just I don't really know where I'd put him compared to those guys. I think those are some like the top guys in the league right now, right? And like Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe
Yeah.
Burrow if he comes back.
Yeah, we haven't seen him. We've only really seen like a year and a half from him compared to those guys. So I think we'll learn a lot more about him next year, and I think that'll be good to see.
I mean, but he's shown that he's constantly been improving, which is.
Exactly. And I think arm strength wise, that's one of those things where I don't know how far you can take you, but it's definitely something you can improve on. I mean, you just keep working on your mobility, keep working on throwing heavy balls, keep throwing a ton. And if he adds a couple miles per hour to, or a couple, he has 5 yards to his deep ball, a couple miles per hour to his throw. I mean, all of a sudden it kind of makes, maybe you could beat man coverage a little better, because right now that's kind of been the problem. That's been difficult for the Niners when they had to play teams that have good corners, the Browns, the Chiefs, that could play man coverage. That's been the thing that's been difficult. And so maybe that will allow him to just zip a ball in and help him beat man coverage better down the line. But yeah, I mean, key players for the Chiefs, I thought Trent McDuffie played almost a flawless game. I mean, he did get absolutely torched by Juwan Jennings. No, I won't say torched, but like he got beat pretty bad by Juwan Jennings in overtime, and he gave the Niners life. He,
Yeah,
you remember? He,
that holding
yeah,
call. Yeah.
yeah,
That was like, I think,
yeah,
like his only bad play that game.
yeah, yeah. And I mean, Juwan was having a great game too. So it's like it wasn't, it was he. It was tough on him. Like, Juwan could have really won. So he might have won Super Bowl MVP if the Niners won. Juwan Jennings might have won Super Bowl MVP, which would have been crazy. He had a touchdown pass. He had a touchdown catch. He had that drive extending holding. He had other catches. Like, that would have been something. But I mean, the Chiefs defense stepped up. Like I said a couple times, Mike Pennell, Nick Bolton was, he had a pretty good game. Chris Jones, of course. Snead did a pretty good job in coverage. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, their safeties,
No.
everyone really did a good job for the Chiefs on defense.
If I goes back to what I said before, I think it was before the Ravens game. I mean, they have a bunch of guys that you probably haven't heard their name, but they definitely get the job done for them, and they're like the key players for them, making key plays. Like, I mean, someone like Nick Bolton probably isn't talked about as like a top linebacker around the league, but he definitely gets the job done for them. Some of the other guys, like Tranquil, you probably haven't, nobody's probably heard of that guy, but he's able to come in and make some huge plays for them.
Yeah, I didn't even know too much about him. I mean, I just hear I'd heard his name thrown around a little bit, but I wasn't familiar with his game too much before this game. And what's his name? Leo Chenal. I feel
No,
like
yeah.
he did a good job. I remember he had that one play where he was matched up on Kittle, and I was just like, you gotta win. Like, you're George Kittle, first team all pro, and who is this guy? Like, you have to be able to win these matchups. Like, you need to, like, you get.
I mean, talking about, I feel like we haven't talked about George Kittle. Like, I feel
Yeah,
like
he had one catch for 4 yards
this
in
is
the game.
unacceptable for all pro tight end. I
Yeah,
mean,
he might have been hurt. I feel like he was probably dealing with something. He left the game at one point, but
did he end up playing for the rest of the game when he came back?
he got hurt late.
I just feel like that's
But
unacceptable from your all pro tight end.
yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are gonna have an interesting time this offseason. They're trying to be able to keep Chris Jones and Snead.
I've
The Niners are trying to sign Ayuk.
for me the Chiefs, I don't know. I don't even know why it was a question at the beginning of this year, and I also just don't know why it'd be a question for them going into next year as to why they shouldn't re-sign Chris Jones. I mean,
Yeah. Chris Jones is just, I mean, a monster.
I'm very unsure of how many Super Bowls they would have without him running that the head of that being the head of that
Probably
defense.
like one or none.
Yeah, like literally.
But there was a, so the Niners had, they had interviewed the Chiefs DB coach for their defensive coordinator position recently. And but right after the Super Bowl, the same guy, their DB, the Chiefs DB coach, went on an interview, like a little like a radio show, and he was talking about Steve Wilkes getting fired. He was like, well, if you look at the game, I mean, it was the offense that let them down. Like, you know, Kittle had only 4 yards. He was like number 11 was trying to fight our guys all game, and then he called him Aiko. He was like Aiko or whatever his name is. I was like, oh my God.
Well, he's talking about you?
Huh?
When he was talking about you?
Yeah, he was talking about Ayuk. He was like number 11 was trying to fight. He was trying to fight our guys all game. Aiko or whatever his name is.
No, that's a lot.
I'm so, I couldn't t I wonder if he actually like didn't know or.
No, you definitely have to. That's like one for the team. That's like one of their biggest priorities. There's
I know,
no.
but I feel like they like he might just call him 11. Like they might just treat them as like 11
Well,
instead of
maybe,
saying.
oh yeah, maybe,
So,
probably.
yeah. But that was kind of interesting to see because the Niners literally interviewed him to be their D coordinator.
That's wild.
Aiko. But there was
He
some talks here. Ayuk was just like trying to, or he's been, you know, putting some stuff on social media that doesn't look good. Like his girlfriend said, we might not ever come back to Levi Stadium. His brother said that this is why we're going to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
He's trying to leave the Niners?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't think he likes the fact that he got like 6-5 something. Not he. I don't think he likes the targets that he got. He probably want. And I agree. Like, they threw the ball at Debo 11 times, and they threw the ball to Ayuk much less. Like what? Like why? Debo's not your guy that beats man coverage. Ayuk is. Debo is not the guy that has 1,400 receiving yards. Ayuk is.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still Debo, though. You want the ball in that guy's hands too, as much as you
I
want it in
do, I
Ayuk.
do, but I want the ball in his hands. But let's get the ball in their hands first. Like, so I don't know. I'd rather throw it IU over Debo. That's just me though. And I think Purdy sees it the same way. Purdy's called him his number one target before. I'm pretty sure. And yeah.
How big of a priority is re-signing Debo? I mean, Ayuk for you guys?
It's got to be number one. I mean, I don't know what the Niners would do if they didn't have Ayuk. I mean, yeah. So definitely number one priority. I mean, he's probably going to run them like 23, something like that.
I mean, it didn't hurt any much anymore. The salary cap just keeps going up, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, like it goes up for everybody, right? So I feel like honestly, at the end of the day, like the salary cap going up kind of doesn't really mean. I just kind of realized it doesn't really mean anything because everyone is playing with the same number. So, like how what whatever the number is, it's more. It doesn't really matter. It's just like what percent of the cap they're gonna get,
Yeah. I mean,
but.
I think the Chiefs should just like sign Mahomes to like 100 mil. It's like nobody can touch that. Because if someone else is getting anywhere near that, they better have 3 Super Bowls to even be
Oh
talking.
my God. I think the Chiefs should just sign him to 100 mil. That is a level of a two-part word that I just can't say right now, but oh my God.
Anyway.
My God. But yeah, they need Ayuk back. They should be able to get Jennings back. They should. I mean, I'm interested to see what they're going to do this offseason. I really finally get a first round pick.
But it's like a
And they
super
have,
late though, first round pick though, right?
yeah, at least it's the first though. But and then they have a good amount of caps, or not anymore, but they're in a decent spot cap wise. So yeah, you got to capitalize while you can, while you have Purdy on his rookie contract. So we'll see. We'll see what the deal is. I'm excited. Free agency starts in, or the unofficial tampering period starts in like 9 days. So that'll be good. The draft's coming up in about a month and a half or 2 months,
Yeah,
but man, it just sucks because like you did all that, you were right there, you had the win, and now you're back ground zero. Like it's like you're everyone is 0-0 again, and you're nowhere. You were
Yeah.
right there. I don't know if I'll
Going
ever get to see my team
the
holding that
Lombardi.
Lombardi up. I don't know if I'll
Yeah.
ever get to see it, but
I don't think you would.
okay.
As long as 15 is there, it seems like the Niners don't have a shot.
I hope to get, honestly, like you're making you're you, like you are making it hard for me to like Mahomes. Like I want to dislike him because of you.
I'm just saying, like,
He's probably my favorite quarterback in the NFL, and you're making me not want to like him.
mean, your team giving him two rings is not on me. I'm just saying.
Okay, but you're still making me not like him. But yeah, I mean, we're down. We lost the game. But all we can do from here is keep grinding and try to get back next year. You know? Anything more you want to add, though? I think
No.
that's all I really want to say. All right, we can wrap it up here then.
Right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of following the Super Bowl. If you guys don't mind, please hit that like button. We would really appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.